Why are police photographing our license plates?
What are we doing for veterans returning home damaged physically and mentally, suffering from depression, homelessness, and suicide?
Why did the Supreme Court deposit corporate money into our electoral process?
Should we redefine middle class as working poor? Or is it just another Wall Street merger?
What's really behind new voter picture ID laws in certain states?
Why aren't NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox asking these questions?
Welcome to The Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcello Rolando. The mission of The Reasonable Voice is to connect the dots between politics and finance, the need for better and more affordable education, our humanity, world peace, and of course, the arts, which we then gladly provide our listeners, the voting public, as informative food for thought to provoke their self-determination and appetite for equal opportunity. The Reasonable Voices are advocates prioritizing education, preserving our history, leading by example for a peaceful and prosperous world by evoking and embracing the creative artist and political unity as solutions to our challenges.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcello Rolando, and on today's show I have two filmmakers. We've spoken with Cassidy McMillan, who is the director and producer and writer of Bullies and Friends, a feature-length documentary film about our epidemic of bullying in schools in particular. But also joining her today is a co-producer, Persephone Vandergrift. So, Persephone, since I've not spoken with you before, as co-producer, how do you feel the fundraising is going, and how are people in the media, how can they get involved?
Well, I love this fundraiser because I believe that we have some incredible perks that are on offer for people to get involved just at any level. And the media has been really positive about it. They see the campaign, they watch the video, they hear Cassidy's words and her passion for it. And they are on board, and they are sharing it with their coworkers, with their colleagues. We have had a local person here to me in Southern Pines, North Carolina, reach out and do a fantastic newspaper spread in our local paper about it. And everyone that we speak to is very aware that it is an epidemic, and it's a growing epidemic. And basically, we just want people to go to the website, or the bulliesandfriends.com website, and see how they can get involved. There's loads of perks, different kinds of perks, one of a kind. We've got script consults, distribution consults, just anything and everything that we can think of, you know, on offer. And also just to learn about the story behind it and the stories that are being shared by the people involved and the families. It's just a tremendous opportunity for people to come on board for a film that's going to change a lot of families and a lot of kids' lives. And
yes,
help schools in the process.
Yes,
too.
Yes. I know you said the website, and it's relatively easy to remember, but give it to us again, if you would, Persephone.
Well, there's two. We're doing a fundraising via our official website, which is www.bulliesandfriends.com. And we also have the GoFundMe campaign going strong as well, and that's www.gofundme.com/bulliesandfriends.
Thank you so much. I know Cassidy and I have talked about this, and I've talked with a number of people about many Americans feel bullying is just, a rite of passage on the school ground. But we know, and we want to impress upon people, especially even if you just watch the trailer of Bullies and Friends, you will discover that this is not a minor issue. It is not just on the playground. It follows people of all ages, but certainly children are the most vulnerable, whatever age. It follows you through all of your devices. It's in your bedroom every night. You get on the computer to do your homework. But Cassidy, I want to interject very early in this conversation why, with some specifics, because Persephone said something about helping families and schools, but it also can save lives. That is a goal, yes? Because what's happening, what is bullying, especially now in the cyber age, What are the costs of ignoring bullying?
The cost of ignoring the epidemic of bullying is that lives are being lost.
Yes.
And these lives, each one is obviously precious and valuable. And as a society, really in a profound way, each death affects us all because we don't know who these children would have grown up to become.
Yes.
They're special and important and precious to their family and loved ones. And then if we really think about later on in their life, when they become adults and out in the world, who knows who they would have grown up to become? Mm. Maybe the, peaceful leader of a country, maybe a doctor who would have gone on to save one of our lives.
Yes.
A veterinarian who saved our favorite, cat or dog's life.
Mm-hmm.
An astronaut, who knows,
Yes.
An award-winning writer who inspired us. So it affects us all, and these children are incredible and fabulous, and like I said, the toll of the lives that we're losing. According to the Centers for Disease Control, right now, suicide is the third leading cause of death among children ages 10 to 24.
Oh, my God.
And, the federal health agencies have shown the connection between bullying, which really we're talking about harassment, and abuse. So this harassment is taking lives, and there is the direct connection between bullying and mental health. Brain health issues, depression, which then lead to the suicides. And often there are no warning signs to family, friends, siblings. When a child is thinking of committing suicide due to bullying, because there's such shame that child feels, because they're being made to feel that there's something wrong with them, that
yes.
they're less than, when the issue really lies with the bully. Because a bully will choose their target for whatever reason only known to the bully, whether they're jealous of that child, whether they wanted to be friends with them and that person didn't want to be friends back, or it could just be they didn't like them because they were popular or what have you.
Mm.
So really, it's the bully that's targeting another child, and that's why we need to get to the root cause of it. And when I talk to schools, administrators, teachers, parents, I let them know that it's also very important to get to the root cause of why the bully is doing these actions, so that it also doesn't lead to further violence or harassment issues, and to know perhaps the bully themselves is being abused, whether by another child or an adult.
Mm. I often write about this, and I say, Cassidy and now Persephone we're like bookends, because I come at this from the adult side of epidemic, but I always say it's the work of Bullies and Friends and Cassidy and all the people involved with Bullies and Friends that really is our best hope, because the younger the age that you can, both the bully and the target of the bully, the younger you can approach this problem, solve this problem, address, fix it, the better, because by the time women are being harassed and abused in marriages or relationships or on campus or in the military or in the office, that is so ingrained. And so I always mention this, that I'm so impressed that you take this from the child's point of view. And when you say from the age suicide, from the age of 10 to 24, it is such a waste in every sense of the word. I don't want to be too morbid, but I think we need some specific examples. And I'd like to start by suggesting, correct me if I'm wrong, that This isn't about, the one thing that's in common is that these are children, but it can be male, female, it can be transgender, it can be any color. These people come from all socioeconomic areas of society, and the common ground is that they're children and they're being made to feel ashamed of themselves for being less than, I don't know what the bully is thinking, less than what, for heaven's sake. But Cassidy, can we talk about some of the specific, at least if we don't name names, we can give ages and locations in the country where these suicides, and as you've referred to them in the past, bullycides, seem to be increasing.
Right. I mean, one of the girls, and she's one of the main story we profile in the film, her name was Dawn Marie, and she was 14 years old, and she was bullied and threatened with death by three other girls at her school, and she was so afraid that she took her own life, committed suicide in her bedroom, and her parents were making dinner. Her younger brother went in to go get her for dinner and discovered her being deceased. So, you know, that's one of the thousands of incidents going on. Recently, there was a 16-year-old transgender boy from North Carolina. His name was Ash. And he stepped into oncoming traffic near his home at the end of this February and took his life. And he had written in his iPad telling people to please be who you are, do it for yourself, do it for your happiness. And he went on to say, you don't need approval on who you are. Don't let people or society change who you are just because they're not satisfied with your image.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what we're getting to here, that, you know, kids are being made to feel less than. And I want to point out an important misperception that I find as I travel around the United States, where many adults feel that any child who is being bullied must be either, this is in their opinion, that child who's being targeted must be either smaller in stature or maybe they have some disability or they're quiet. And that is, it could not be further from the truth. Children who are targeted, like you said, are every age, height, weight, color, nationality. It's just the issue lies, again, with the bully. And, you know, the target could be a star quarterback on the football team, you know, or valedictorian, or, you know, one of the people that's very outgoing in drama club or something. Like I said, the thing is the bully, and they're just picking their target based on whatever their list of ideas are on who they want to target for their own reasons. And that's something that we need to convey. And like you said, that it is definitely not a rite of passage. As adults, we don't want to be harassed in the workplace or threatened with death when we go to work. So why should that be acceptable for our children when they go to school?
Yes.
Why are we saying that, oh, it's okay if you're threatened with death because you're under 18? You know, so we do need to change that logic and thought process behind what really is going on, which is harassment and abuse.
Persephone, you mentioned that you are, you live in North Carolina, did you say, where this recent suicide took place?
Yes.
How do you, as the co-producer, get involved with getting teachers or students, or rather schools? How do you get speaking engagements for Cassidy to speak at schools? What's the procedure there? Are you involved in that?
We need to contact the schools directly, either through their superintendent or the principal or the guidance or school psychologist. And that's the primary target. I also work part-time at a craft store, and of course I've got lots of teachers that come in to craft for their students, and so I've been speaking to them as well about, you know, this is what I'm working on, what's the best way to reach out to your school in regards to this. And a lot of them are very intrigued by it, interested, and just almost you know, please, you know, send us anything that you've got.
They're
all needing preventative resources that actually work for their schools. So it gives us some, you know, also gives kids new perceptions of how to view a situation and how they can view each other and how they can help each other thrive. And it's a very inspiring film and inspires teachers. It inspires everyone. And so that's the main thing. It's just to get it directly into their inbox.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also just speaking to them face to face. Sometimes you do have to go through a committee.
Yes.
You know, sort of present your idea to the committee, and then the school kind of decides yes or no. And so that's just part of the next process too, is just reaching out to these schools.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, and just to add on to that, I mean, you know, the response too that we've been getting, you know, just now that people are hearing about the film in the media and the fact that the film offers solutions to bullying, to kids, to parents, mm-hmm. to teachers. So, I mean, like right now we have a waiting list actually of schools, you know, that are contacting us. I mean,
wow.
Right now schools from over 15 different countries right now, you know, from South Africa to France to Holland to the UK to the Netherlands, you know, all throughout Canada and the United States, you know, they're contacting us, as well as we get a lot of emails from, like, youth organizations and also, like, law enforcement organizations that work with youth.
Yes.
But, like, one of the recent emails was from a youth counseling organization in Alaska, you know, and they're like, how do we get this film? How can we put it in schools? As well as I work with government leaders, from mayors to congresspeople, to governors on addressing bullying as a domestic violence issue, and that they want to get the film to their constituents as well.
That's excellent. I'm glad to hear that school departments and school districts, as well as local governments, are even initiating contact with you, because I think one of the first times we spoke, Cassidy, that was not the case. So clearly, Bullies and Friends is already making a difference. I know we've shared many stories, but one that always sticks with me is father of a an 8-year-old that attended the film, and the 8-year-old's response to seeing Bullies and Friends was to ask her father to ask you to bring it to her school. And I know you've mentioned that age range again, 10 years old to 24, but when an 8-year-old can look at Bullies and Friends and say, I want that at our school, that's quite an impressive reaction. And I don't think unusual anymore, would you say, to when people see this?
No, you're absolutely right. It's, you know, I've been humbled and overwhelmed by the amazing response from audiences. Like you said, I mean, when this little 8-year-old girl was like, Daddy, you know, I want to show this in my school because that's exactly what's going on, you know, with my friend.
Yes, yes.
It's really startling, and that's also why I tell teachers and moms and dads that as soon as you feel your child can, you know, be receptive to a conversation about really about harassment, you know, about bullying,
yes.
to explain to them what is bullying, because just that word kind of takes on, it covers a large umbrella of things.
Mm-hmm.
So to say to your little girl or your little boy, you know, if anyone tries to make you feel bad about you or insult you or hit you or steal something from you and, you know, and give all these specifics and say that is all bullying and that is all unacceptable and wrong.
Yes.
And if they tell you not to tell anyone, that's especially wrong. And you need to tell me, your mom, me, your dad, as soon as possible, and know that you didn't do anything wrong.
Mm.
The problem is with this square bull who's picking on you, hitting you, stealing your lunch, whatever it might be.
Yes.
And explain it to them in those terms. Don't just say bullying is bad.
Yes.
Explain to them what it all
what
is.
Bullying is, yes. Because even adults, Yes, because even adults need that. And I would like to say that before we take a quick break, Bullies and Friends also addresses how we need to address the bully, not just the bully's target, but we're looking for solutions from both sides of this equation. I'm talking to the co-producers of Bullies and Friends, a feature-length documentary, Cassidy McMillan and Persephone. Help me one more time, Persephone.
Vandegrift.
Okay. We will be right back. Stay with us. This is an all-important conversation and we all need to be tuned into. Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And now, another film rental discovery.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. The plot of Nicole Holofcener's Enough Said is preposterously contrived. Centered in the world of middle-aged dating, Eva, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, meets Marianne, Catherine Keener, at a party. Eva is a massage therapist. She gives her new friend Marianne massages as they share stories of their lives. She also meets Albert, James Gandolfini. A spark emerges, followed by a date. Eva soon learns that Albert is Marianne's recent ex. Of course, she elects to tell neither and continues her relationship with both. Despite the obvious plot contrivance, Enough Said works perfectly in every respect and manages to surprise. It captures the angst of the no longer young, cool, or pretty, wading into what just might become a new and meaningful relationship. Humor flows from awkwardness, and these veteran actors make the most of every moment. Never forced, we laugh with and at them, instinctively feeling the reality of their pain and their joy. Enough Said is sadly the last work of James Gandolfini, our beloved Tony Soprano. His passing is difficult to separate from the world of the film, but far from bringing detriment, the experience as a whole is leavened by loss and the impact of his gentle, giant personality. Enough Said, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
Welcome back to the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio with my guests, co-producers of the Bullies and Friends documentary film, Cassidy McMillan and Persephone Vandegrift. So here we are, and I want to go back to just to touch on a couple of more things on the school situation, as of course I went to school like most people, and we didn't have anything called a counselor, school counselor. We had a nurse, maybe came in once a week or whatever. But as a teacher, the brief time I was a classroom teacher, there's a separate, there's the administration, and then there is the counselor, and they were sort of two different departments trying to solve the different issues for children. But I'm glad to hear, because even that, when I, as a teacher, I would talk to the counselor, I had this person designated that I could go to and say, you know, I have a lot of children of different needs. You know, there were autistic children in my drama classes, etc. And I love that we finally, education had designated a person in the school every day that I could go to and talk about my students and where I think people needed to observe. Or as I would say to the caregivers of my parents, you have to listen with more than your ears. So with that in mind, how are corporations responding to this film and to you ladies? And are they supportive? Are they, how is that going, Cassidy?
It's going fabulous. As soon as companies, our corporate sponsors, now, you know, when these companies hear about the film and that here's a film that offers solutions to bullying, that was, you know, the film being recognized by the United Nations Association as a resource on bullying, as well as now the film is listed in the Global University College Textbook Psychology as a resource on bullying. These companies are just like, we want to get on board. We
yes.
want to help sponsor the film. We want to essentially be brand partners, advertisers, if you will, with the film, as well as the film really is getting it in front of their key market areas.
Exactly.
On a business side, you know, where they're trying to get to, where, which is families and teens and moms and dads. And, you know, so they're really coming on board. I mean, everyone from jewelry companies to anyone, whatever it might be, car dealership, whatever, mm-hmm. what have you, that they want to get their brand aligned with us in an effort to help prevent bullying and these child suicides.
You know, and I'm so impressed with this because I want to say, in my writing and public speaking, I give corporatism and banks who sort of did terrible things to our economy a very hard time. I hold their feet to the fire. So I want to say, with Bullies and Friends and with this recent backlash against the new law in Indiana, that it is the big corporations. And if they're motivated by, you know, their customers, their consumers, that's fine too. I don't care what as much about their motivation, but that they stepped forward to say this discrimination of any kind will this far and no further. And basically, Bullies and Friends is saying that too, through education. If we know what the bully is, we know what the bully target is, and we go to reach the youngest people involved in that and the adults who are responsible for those people involved, then we are drawing the line against bullying and discrimination of any kind, because discrimination is bullying, and bullying is discrimination, however you slice it. People being picked on and ridiculed and harassed just because they are who they are, we rise above it when we have producers of like Gary Goldstein of Pretty Women. He's one of your advisors, isn't he?
Correct. I'm so thrilled. We all are thrilled, all of us on the film team, to have, you know, Gary Goldstein, a legendary producer of mega hit films like Pretty Woman, Under Siege, The Mothman Prophecies, on board as our film's advisor. He cares about bullying prevention as well, and I just was so humbled and honored that he came on board with the film and to be our film's official advisor. And
yes.
I just really appreciate his mentorship and helping guide this film to distribution. Like we've mentioned before, we do have a distributor waiting to release this film due to the film's accolades and word of mouth. But we just, right now, we're fundraising for the final cost, the distribution cost, that distribution companies don't provide for. So we just need to raise these final funds to get this film to TV and schools and audiences across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
We're really looking forward to its worldwide release and our efforts to prevent bullying and bullying-related suicide.
Mm. How do you get sponsors, or how can, especially corporate, but individuals too, but let's start with corporations, how do they approach you? I guess it's the website again, but is to get corporate sponsors, because again, alluding to Indiana, it is when companies, when school districts, when political organizations recognize the epidemic that Bullies and Friends is trying to solve, to end, to cure, if you will. That's got to be a powerful alliance. How is that going for you? And how do you get more?
Right. Like I said, as soon as these companies are finding out about the film, they're coming on board, and any company can just email us at info@believeandfriends.com. And they're on our website, believeandfriends.com. Again, we have all the contact info, and we have sponsorship packets that we can get to them, and we can tailor-make, if you will. We can,
mm-hmm.
you know, really carve out what they're looking for to get to their audience base, if you will, their consumers, their customers, and line up something that will both help their company with their brand and getting word out about their company through our film and our film's positive message. We really look forward to partnering with even more companies. And like you mentioned, with the situation in Indiana where discrimination is now being almost legally upheld, if you will, you know, it is now taking companies stepping forward to say we won't accept that type of bullying.
Yes.
And discrimination against anyone. Yes, I appreciate companies like Angie's List.
Yes.
Who stepped forward it right and said, we're not doing expansion in Indiana and all of that. And, you know, so our film, Bullies and Friends, stands with those companies.
Yes.
And, you know, in fact, I tweeted out, you know, the other day that, you know, there is no liberty in a bill that promotes bullying.
Exactly.
And that's what our, you know, film stands for, is that we're against abuse, harassment, discrimination of any kind. And it is these types of things being upheld, such as Indiana, that, you know, as soon as I heard about it, my immediate thought was, oh my gosh, it's things like this that relate to suicide.
Yes.
Because think about those children in Indiana.
Yes.
Who, you know, their gender preference, you know, that they are gay and they're being told, oh, you're less than, and
yes,
people can discriminate you. And, you know, one of the news anchors on TV, she made a great point where she said, you know, substitute the word African American,
mm-hmm,
gay, you know, in this type of legislation, and really, you know, if you need that to make it really be seen for what it is.
Yes.
You know, everybody needs liberty and freedom for everything,
mm-hmm,
and no one, though, should be discriminated against in order for that to happen.
And exactly, and that's why I always come back. I fight that fight as best I can, but I always come back, especially when I'm speaking with you, Cassidy, about Bullies and Friends, to reaching, addressing this issue of discrimination and bullying at the youngest possible age educationally is an amazing procedure, and must be having great success, because you were saying that corporations are coming forward for Bullies and Friends in many the same ways as they are in response to what's going on in Indiana, but also players of sports, individual players. You have a couple of stories about football players, don't you, that were bullied and, you know, made the news and whatever. So, again, it is across the board, and if each of us, like Bullies and Friends does, can take its segment of the population that is being targeted, and then other people at other ages, if we all recognize this and embrace it, that bullying is a huge umbrella for a lot of activity that is just inhumane. But I want to not forget about the fundraising, because we're talking about what Bullies and Friends and how great it is and what it's doing, but everything needs money to survive. Everything needs money and fundraising to get its message out and to be successful. So in addition to corporations and organizations of all kinds, how are individuals, how can the media get involved, and individuals, where do they send the check? And how? And I always say, if you watch the trailer and you're not moved, well, then you... Anyway, how do individuals... Stephanie, how do individuals help, and how does the media get involved? What do you need?
Well, we need everything.
Yeah.
That's what we have the website for as well. They can donate through the website, which is via PayPal,
mm-hmm,
and that's what also the GoFundMe is set up the same way. It's more like people... I realize this is it's a big epidemic,
mm-hmm,
but it is something that is not impossible to prevent. And
mm-hmm,
that's why we need these prevention resources like Bullies and Friends,
yes,
out there. I mean, once this premieres on TV, it's in front of millions, and
yes,
it will change lives just like that. And then once it's out in the DVDs and in the digital formats, it's the same thing. This film is it's a positive, fertile opportunity for everyone to get involved. Even if they donate $5, €5, £5,
mm,
it makes a huge impact, because once one person does, then the next person does.
Yes.
And you become a permanent part of this family, of this unit that will be responsible for helping heal,
yes,
this situation. I mean, when I was bullied, in high school, we're going back a ways. It was, you could kind of leave it on the playground. Yes, it was just stressful. It was, you didn't understand. It's like, why? Why am I being targeted? But now it's 24/7 for kids.
Yes.
Because, you know, they have access to technology. They can remain anonymous, whereas their target cannot.
Yes.
And kids need to be able to have the chance to learn and without fear.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, giving kids a different way of looking at situations, helping them heal themselves as well, helps them treat each other differently, more positively, and they look at each other in a new light, and a new positive light. And
yeah.
Right. That's, you know, that's why I came on board with this film.
Yes.
And I have got friends who have come on board, made donations at any level. I mean, mm-hmm. The media can easily reach out to us at info@bulliesandfriends.com for interviews, for like we're doing right now, for, mm-hmm. you know, radio shows, paper interviews, on-air interviews. And, we're so passionate about this. I mean, we don't sleep.
Mm.
Well, we do, but we don't, you know, tell anybody.
But not a lot.
Very, very limited sleep. But exactly what Stephanie's saying, you know, anyone can get involved. It takes less than 5 minutes to make a difference, to potentially help save a life. Less than 5 minutes, you know, just go on to bulliesandfriends.com. We have all the yellow donate buttons on there, and it's through PayPal Secure Systems. People can donate anything, you know, from $1, from $5 up, the larger amount, you know, being corporate sponsors as well, or individual sponsors as
mm-hmm.
well. People can be listed in the film's credits. We have gift perks from amazing people like Crystal Chapel, Emmy Award-winning actress from Days of Our Lives,
mm.
who's got 16 other soap opera stars to sign a script that we have as one of our gifts, as well as jewelry designers. We have a beautiful Tree of Life bracelet that people can purchase that will go toward the film. You know, so we have lovely like artists, celebrities, book authors who've donated their ebooks. When people make a $10 purchase, they get an acclaimed mystery ebook,
mm.
as well as, you know, helping to make a difference. So we're offering those gift books as well that have been contributed by these amazing people that are stepping forward who really care as well to help save kids' lives.
And this is from around the world. People can donate from around the world.
Yes.
Just.
I was going to make that point that you've made it very clear that, but it's good to remind us, this is an international issue. We, and you Bullies and Friends and you two ladies, while there is an American focus, you are addressing this, the issue of bullying, on an international scale. Yes?
Yeah, right, absolutely. I mean, the film itself, you know, I filmed in Canada as well as I filmed throughout the United States. And also, I'm working with colleagues and families across the globe.
Yes.
I'm working with colleagues in Dubai, you know, so we have partners in United Arab Emirates that we're working with on this, you know, as well as from across the globe, like whether it's Ireland, I've worked with schools in South Africa. The epidemic is widespread, and as we list on our GoFundMe campaign at GoFundMe.com/bulliesandfriends, and there, you know, we have the photos of 21 children from across the globe who have killed themselves due to bullying.
Mm.
You know, whether it's Italy, whether it's United Kingdom, whether it's Canada, whether it's in the Middle East. Children are killing themselves because they're being harassed and abused by other children. And this is preventable. And right now, the Centers for Disease Control even list that bullying among school-aged children is a major public health problem. And that's why our film offers solutions. It's why I made the film, self-funded the film, in order to prevent another boy or girl from taking their life due to bullying.
Yes.
And so that's why we also appreciate everybody getting on board and going to our site. And like I said, it takes less than 5 minutes. Just click, donate an amount, and you'll get great gift perks, and you'll have made a difference.
Absolutely. And I would add to that only, as I've said before, we all, adults, need to listen to children of all ages with more than our ears. This is happening in that invisible place called cyberspace. It's not just in the classroom or on the schoolyard grounds anymore, or even on the school bus. It is in those places, but it's happening when a child gets online, whether it's social media and people saying terrible things about them, or trying to do their homework and emails coming and it's the child can be isolated in where they study at home on their computer. We have to be proactive, and that's what Bullies and Friends is. It is about prevention. It is about education. Okay, obviously we're all passionate about this, as everyone should be, but our time has run out. I've been speaking with the co-producers of Bullies and Friends, Cassidy McMillan and Persephone Vandergrift. You ladies are doing a magnificent thing. I just wonder, Cassidy, is there any parting word before we go?
Just that I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate everyone who's been stepping forward, and I encourage everyone to take part and join our movement to help save kids' lives.
Bullies and Friends. GoFundMe. Bullies and Friends. That's what you want to take away from this show. And do something about it. As the co-producers have said, any amount you can donate will help. Thank you so very much, Cassidy and Persephone. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Stay with us, as we'll be right back with a final comment from The Reasonable Voice.
And now, another film rental discovery.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Indie used to mean dark, as opposed to Hollywood's lighter fare. Of course, indies now include all manner of films, but Joe harkens back to that earlier reputation. There can be beauty in darkness, and in such films, we can experience a life which we would never want to live. In Joe's world, working hard means barely getting by. Prostitutes are friends, child abuse festers, and alcohol runs rampant. In this world, merely being a stand-up guy makes you a hero, and the bar for a happy ending is set at the lowest possible rung. Joe, Nicolas Cage, runs a crew poisoning unworthy trees to make room for new growth, symbolically as it turns out. One day, 15-year-old Gary, played by Ty Sheridan, walks into camp asking for work. He's a good kid from a bad family who has little chance of a good life. Joe is a reluctant hero, driven more from festering anger than any belief that life can be better. He's an ex-con, a drunk who bristles at unworthy authority, and he tries so hard to avoid the trouble that finds those around him. But still, in the end, Joe lacks the will to let evil win out. Joe, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Find us on the web at indiefilmminute.com.
Hello, I'm Marcello Rolando, the Reasonable Voice, thanking you for joining us and becoming one of the reasonable voices heard around the world. Bullying, race, religion, rape, and police. When I recapture the buoyant sculpturing of humanitarian dreams of grandeur, nothing as minuscule as Reagan's borrowed City of Light upon a Hill, but rather a majestic, magical refuge, an international resort of equality for all under the sun, without daughters consigned under sons. There is America, the gem of the oceans, doctors and parents keeping the entire rainbow of children safe from the pot of gold greed of the money changers. But when I witness skewed visions of patriotism, or trivializing that which our mothers, grandmothers, and teachers filled our childhood, when I hear of California drought blamed on environmentalists, or loving God and country claims while hating Americans of different points of view, when governments overflowing with tax collectors fail peace but finance war while cutting taxes on bankers weighing down our future with student loans, I hope forward to when news media is immersed in investigative follow-the-money reporting devoid of repetitive, we don't know that yet, But we'll be right back after this indoctrination from corporatism owners of media truth to tell you again what we speculate about, what we just discovered has been going on since 1865, when the second phase of the Civil War began. And yet, I see through a glass darkly the light of our possibility. When big brothers include equal sisters on city councils, a social media embracing both friend and foe as close as tears and laughter, fusing left and right to center, yes, then I see us in wearing yellow for Seth, the face of both inventor and child recipient of 3D prosthetic hands, a black-looking president when he's not fast-tracking TPP, police officers caught on camera helping citizens in need, Alex's lemonade stand, the life of basketball player Lauryn Hill. You see, because we are involved with mankind, any disguise feigning freedom laws diminishes us just as a land of the free because of the brave cliché is no more patriotic than the Patriot Act. Bravery is not found in billionaire bombs blowing up the middle class for perpetual bottom-line battles. Courage is in the pursuit of ever-renewable renewables, like transferring our sweatshop dollars from ignorance to freeing higher education. Heroism is found more in a single creative artist than a Cheney corporate cover-up of human torture and environmental oil rig murders. America is exceptional to the extent it produces we the people like Deborah Sampson, Susan B. Anthony, Alice Paul, Rosa Parks, Gloria Steinem, Alzheimer's Association Sue Friedman and Maria Shriver, Senator Elizabeth Warren, People Demanding Action Andrea Miller, Jefferson School African American Heritage Center, Andrea Douglas, ERA Eileen Davis, now Diana Egoscue, Lauryn Hill, and Maya Angelou. Because of them, we have decreased American lynching, shackles, and state-sponsored murder, but we have yet to overcome voter intimidation, private prisons, and the bullying of our children and rape of women by those unable to self-control the adrenaline of a little power is a dangerous thing. We are the America the greatest generation fought and died for when CEOs, CFOs, and directors on both Main and Wall Streets stand united in support of constitutional gender equality, affordable health care and education, a livable minimum wage, and All Lives Matter due process in addition to LGBTQ separation of church and state. For this is both the definition and challenge of government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Like the 1991 LAPD News at 11 of Rodney King beating, we have video of a suspect on the ground, hands behind his back, handcuffed after being tasered, being beaten by a number of California police. What happens next is our answer to the pollster's question. Do you think the country is moving in the right direction? Join us. Become one of the reasonable voices heard round the world. Thank you.
Thank you for continuing to listen to, support, and share the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio with family and friends, especially online. We enjoy hearing from you, and in response, yes, we are now accepting new company and business advertisers and welcoming organizations seeking to be one of our sponsors. So please do continue to email us at thereasonablevoice@gmail.com. However, if you prefer to simply make a donation, your donations are greatly appreciated and can be made through PayPal by clicking on the donate button found at the top of the homepage of thereasonablevoice.com website.
Thank you for joining us today to make every day as reasonable as possible. We hope you will download and share our downloadable podcasts. I am Marcello Rolando, the Reasonable Voice, hoping you will become one of the reasonable voices heard round the world.